This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 16th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Here are the stories and comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. I'm having a virtual fireside chat with former CFTC Chairman Chris Giancarlo today as part of the Chicago Bar Association annual seminar. Today, Euronext launched its Euronext Knowledge Center. It is billed as a central place for retail investors. Euronext is looking for a commodity trading analyst. There's a link in today's newsletter for the job description. Congratulations to Mark Berman, Eugene Coulter, Carol Kennedy, Mary Minow, Annette Nazareth, and Eric Null, who have all been named to the advisory board of Option Solutions. DRW has a commentary on its website titled, Applying Computer Science to a Career in Trading. Quantitative trading analyst shares how he applies his background in computer science to his career at DRW. Tradier Inc. recently announced its live web series, Options Brew TV. One of the latest episodes on the Options Brew TV playlist is What is a Box Strategy Using Options? Check it out with a link in today's newsletter. Several years ago, I shared a television studio at Channel 11 in Chicago with Kelly Richmond Pope, CPA, professor of accounting and Sargent faculty fellow at DePaul University. Yesterday, she was promoted to a full professor of accounting at DePaul in Chicago. She is one of 2.1% of tenured black women professors in the U.S. Congratulations, Kelly. NASDAQ is holding an LGBT Leaders Conference on June 24th. It will feature conversations with Chelsea Clinton, Eric Fanning, A.G. Breitenstein, Alex Marshall, and others. The program is virtual and everyone is invited. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. FIA continues to leverage their FIA Hall of Fame inductee interviews with another episode of FIA Speaks, episode 18. FIA features Hall of Fame inductees Doug Harris and Brian Durkin. There's a link in today's newsletter. This seems like a job for Newman from Seinfeld. The Girl Scouts are stuck with over 15 million boxes of unsold cookies. The pandemic and reduced membership caused them to order too many. You can order Girl Scout cookies with a link in today's newsletter. The American Financial Exchange made a significant donation to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday in appreciation of our work on a video about the life of their CEO, Dr. Richard Sandor. AFX will also become a sponsor of the JLN Weekend Update as a consequence of their donation. Thank you to Dr. Sandor and the AFX team for their donation and all who have given, and thank you to all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Hong Kong Exchange celebrates 21st anniversary. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, today, Wednesday, marked the 21st anniversary of its listing in Hong Kong with a celebration ceremony held at the Hong Kong Exchange Connect Hall. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam was guest of honor at the ceremony alongside Hong Kong Financial Secretary Paul Chan. They were joined at the event by members of the Hong Kong Exchange Board of Directors and Hong Kong Exchange Senior Management, where a new corporate film was unveiled, highlighting the importance of connectivity and sustainability in the future of Hong Kong's financial markets. My comment, and the next 21 will be even better. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Billionaires are tapping skyrocketing fortunes to fund record giving. Mackenzie Scott and Jack Dorsey, along with foundations, helped boost charitable donations in a year when it was sorely needed. Americans gave a record $471.1 billion to U.S. charities in 2020, much of it stemming from the fortunes made in technology. The philanthropic total, about 70% from individuals, was an estimated 3.8% higher than in 2019, after adjusting for inflation, according to an annual survey by Giving USA released Tuesday. My comment to whom much is given, much will be required. Here is a press release from CBOE Global Markets. CBOE to extend global trading hours for VIX and SPX options to nearly 24 hours beginning November 21st, 2021, aims to meet growing customer demand for SPX, VIX options to hedge and manage exposure to broad U.S. equity market and global equity volatility. Move to extend global trading hours expected to complement upcoming planned launch of CBOE Europe derivatives and the planned acquisition of Chi-X Asia Pacific. New curb session planned to go live on September 27, 2021. CBOE Global Markets, Inc., a market operator and global trading solutions provider, today announced its plan to extend global trading hours, GTH, for its S&P 500 Index, SPX, options, and CBOE Volatility Index, VIX, options, to nearly 24 hours each business day on CBOE Options Exchange, beginning Sunday, November 21st, 2021, subject to regulatory review. My comment in review, MIAX is extending its trading hours to 26 hours a day. This trick involves the International Dateline and the Bermuda Triangle. Here is a press release from Jones Day. DeFi identified as potential focus for CFTC enforcement action. CFTC commissioner asserts that decentralized finance, DeFi, likely violates the Commodity Exchange Act and that the regulator should respond accordingly. DeFi is an umbrella term encompassing a range of blockchain financial markets designed to offer financial services through a distributed platform that does not involve traditional financial intermediaries such as banks, exchanges, and brokerages. DeFi proponents argue that removing these intermediaries increases efficiency and grants consumers more control over their investments and trading activities. This is especially so in the cryptocurrency space. For example, over $20 billion in cryptocurrency was traded using DeFi as of January 2021, a 20-fold increase from the prior year. In response to this demand growth, DeFi platforms are quickly proliferating. Here's a press release from Option Solutions mentioned earlier. Option Solutions appoints advisory board. Option Solutions LLC, a specialized asset management firm that was created to help high net worth individuals add conservative option strategies to their portfolios, has appointed an advisory board. The advisory board will advise senior management on issues that are critical to the company and its clients, providing additional expertise and insight. My comment, they put quite a team together. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was remote workers work longer, not more efficiently, from The Economist. Second was, as downtown shows signs of life again, new questions emerge, from Crane Chicago Business. Third was Facebook page for remembering K. James Kleinep, who recently passed away, posted by his son Jeffrey Kleinep. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.